Blog Talk Radio.
Dove Knight, the one and only.
I just want to say that some people have questioned my motives for performing or for being in the industry since they haven't seen me play a show. And I said, after I've been doing it for 33 years and perhaps 20 years of performing and periodic performing, I don't care. So what? I haven't played in a while. I may never play again. I won't tell you, Joe, I haven't played in years because of COVID. But I do play. I played on podcasts recently. I actually do play. You heard my recordings, Basic Jam, Part 2. I played live on podcasts. I've done it in person. I have nothing to prove. If I don't sing in person again, then that's the way it is. I'm tired going out there making an effort to go out and do things and don't have nothing to show for it. I spent 33 years. No one gave me any chance, opportunities with my singing or my songwriting. I have people who say, oh, I'm not going to make it, or I'm not, you know, people who say I'm talented. If you think I'm talented and you're in the industry, why don't you do something about it if you're interested in my music? If not, then stay away. I paid my dues many decades over. I have nothing to prove. I'm much older, yes. So I have been through thick and thin. I have people, somebody told me I come off as too odd. Well, that's my personality. I'm not trying to be odd. I have my own style and the way I talk on podcasts and the way I create music and sing. And I don't mean to offend anybody, but those who don't understand me, just stay away. I have came to Hollywood to be a star. And it did not come true. Only thing I came to is I was a star on YouTube, a little bit of star, and I have no money and no recognition. I attracted vultures to me and so on, but still, I maintain my self-worth and my and love of myself that is very common for artists to struggle for a long time. The time-consuming analysis. I have to be on stage so many times over a decade, almost 20 years. It's very difficult to just go back out there and play. Yesterday, I was near the Troubadour. It was a dream that I had when I came out here to Hollywood as a teenager to be on stage. I never played the Troubadour, but I played so many places in West Hollywood, even the Rainbow, Caesar, slices, connected to Whiskey Go-Go, little restaurants. I was on Santa Monica, Sunset. I was playing. No one gave me a chance. I've done it so many times and I played so many places. I released compilations. I still wasn't recognized. And I wanted to tell you that I also been harassed for my music. I only attracted vultures. And you know what? The entertainment industry is very difficult to make it. Some people tell me I should go to American Idol. I think there's other options. I think I tried American Idol, something like that, and they didn't even let me on. You know, it's just, I will persist, I will create, I will play on podcasts for people to hear me online, because they're going to hear me online and hear me all over the world when I play. I have nothing to prove. So if I don't play a club again, I've done it so many years, or in front of people, I've proven my mental all these years of 33 years. Even if people disagree, I did the best I could. I really did, and unfortunately, I was unlucky to finding the right person. Unfortunately, I was attracted to people who misunderstood my aspirations. They thought, oh, I'm just doing it for fun, or, it's no big deal. I ain't out, came to California to make music for fun. I came to California to be a star. My music is out professionally, so I thank God I'm that. But it gave me the humble situation to respect myself and to continue to do it and to respect other artists who are struggling. So I have not played in a while. I've been doing it for 33 years. I am going to continue out there. I'm going to tell you, I may retire in a few years or so. I said that before, but If it's 35 years, I did all I could. But I'm not retired yet. I may not retire at all. Because being a creator of not just music, but music videos, I did my own music videos. I designed a lot of my album covers. I'm a graphic as well as a musical artist, a singer-songwriter. I wrote my songs. I co-wrote my songs. I've done it all, and I received no recognition. It was painful, but then I realized I had to keep doing it to feel satisfied. But, I wanted to get in the industry, and, to get in the industry, you have to satisfy the record executive, satisfy the A&R guy. No one gave me a chance. My music was sent to record companies. No one gave me a chance. The other reason why I struggle is because the dream killers around me were jealous of me. People have lied about me. They said I wasn't well enough. I didn't write my songs. I didn't own my songs. That was a lie. They have said they lied to people in the industry. They made up stories. They told people in the industry. If they believe negativity, then fine. I'm still doing it. But I experienced so much hardship and harassment over my talents. Being a person with ambition and talent, I attracted the dark side of trying to be being a creative person, as well as the struggle to be recognized. But still, in spite of it all, I'm glad at least my music is out there, despite not making any money. But as far as financially, my dream did not come true in Hollywood. It just came true in terms of being released. But in spite of it all, I'm still a creator. So what, I have not played in a while. If I don't play again, I paid my dues many decades over. To all those who are creating or making music, one thing I forgot to say is, I told people coming to L.A., make sure you have some money. So you can get in the hotel, you can stay there, try out and look for apartments, or look for apartment online, because when I came out here, they didn't have computers. I say that because so you don't go through any homelessness like I did when I came out here, because it would cause, it caused more emotional damage to me and physically than I can imagine, but still it would prevent further hardship, so to prevent homelessness. So if you're in a city or if you're in L.A., make sure you have a place to live first. Two, work on your craft. But three, mental strength is important. To those who, like me, I suffered so much put downs and so much time-consuming struggle. Be strong and don't listen to the people who put you down, because being a creator, you're going to get jealous people who are jealous of your talents or trying to manipulate your talents. Okay? So be strong. Don't listen to people who put you down. Say you can make it. You can make it. When they say, I don't like when somebody says, I made it. I did not make it. I'm not with no major label. I'm just with a little record label. I didn't make hardly any money. I wasn't even noticed. I didn't get no Grammy, no Oscar. I'm not living off the royalties from my songs to buy groceries or to make a living. I had to do it somewhere else. That's why I went back to college. Because I have to survive, I can't, no one gave me no opportunities. I didn't use my songs or something. In fact, all I suffered was put downs and harassment. But still, in spite of it all, it's worth it if you really love to create. So I'm saying to all those, have the mental strength to withstand dream killers and never give up. These people went to great limbs. They going lying. They follow me around. All kinds of crazy things to hinder my potential. And then one deranged person said he was angry because I didn't let somebody be the lead singer. There wasn't a band. That was so monstrous, psychotic. I was in a band with a group of guys who didn't want to be famous. I did. And you talk about that's 20 years ago. Don't give up on your dream. And that's not fair to me. When that guy say that, because it's not fair that when he say, oh, I took someone's dream. I ain't take no one's dream. I could never do that. I was the lead singer. If he wanted that guy to make it in music, all he had to do was get him another group. That's all he had to do. I was not going to be in a group like that. He wanted to hinder my potential for some false allegations because I didn't let someone. That's not fair. In fact, that's evil and deranged. That was a jam band. But I came out here to be a star. I came out here to be a star, but no one recognized my talents. No one gave me the opportunity to make some money, make a living, or just get a good salary to write a song or sing it. I did it 33 years and nothing to show for it. But in spite of it all, I'm still creator. So if I don't play a club, or if I never played a club, I haven't played in a while, so be it. I paid my dues many decades, probably many lifetimes over what I went through. What I'm doing is practically overtime. But to all those struggling artists, again, you know, if you, plan B might be a good suggestion, but don't consider it. Go 5-10 years of struggle if you come to LA. 2, please, when you come out here or if you're living out here, make sure you have a place to live because homelessness is a bitch. You don't want to be homeless now. And even when I was homeless, it was a struggle. It caused more problems than that. And 3, mental strength. There's always going to be criticism of your music. I experienced so much criticism because of jealousy and evil. Don't let them stop you. Continue creating. If you play your guitar, play your piano, you'll make it. I didn't make it, but I still believe. But for you, I hope you make it. I hope I make it, you know. But that's what happened to me. I had a very bad life, but I still feel strong to go for it. What happens tomorrow or not, I pay my dues. And you pay yours and you'll make it. Good day, good night from Dove Night.